Ross, when you moved back to California after your first husband's death, I'm wondering what your thoughts about remarriage were, if you planned to marry again, or if you thought about that at all.
Well, I really didn't think too much about it because some, youngsters that I knew, they, had problems with, when their parents, had remarried either. The stepfather was a little antagonistic toward them when the new child came along and so forth. And, but, after I met Charlie, and he was doing everything that he could, for him, to take them out. I said, well, maybe, the way that I had pictured step-parents being, really wasn't so. And I think about somewhere between six or seven years after my first husband died that I remarried, something like that.
Did you date very much in that period?
Oh, a few times. But most of the times that I did go out, it was always someplace, where just adults went, either to a club or a dance or something like that. Nothing, serious. But I loved to dance. And I would go to all the sorority dances and the fraternity dances. And a couple of times I went to the Shrine when they had the big bands. And I had to have a partner. But, I wasn't, serious with them, Well, he might be a good husband or something, but nothing like that.
What other kinds of activities did you do during that period?
Oh, I love to play. I used to love to play tennis, and I would play tennis and softball. And of course, we always had, we went on picnics and went to the beaches and lakes and things. And every time that we would go out like that, there was either a sort of a 21 basketball game or softball. And I left softball. First base. And I played tennis a lot. Not now. Too many cigarettes.
What was your wedding like to Charlie? When you married Charlie?
Oh, we just took off. This girlfriend she said, I've never been to Las Vegas. She said, if you go to Las Vegas and get married, instead of getting married here, she says, I'll drive you. I want to go. And her husband was still in the Air Force. And we talked it over, and Charlie said, I'm sorry, with him. He's never been either. So instead of getting married here, we took off and went to Las Vegas. We've had our blood test and the license here and everything, but then we decided we would go. Because Allie wanted to go to Las Vegas. And we went up there, and that was okay, but kind of, in person, just sort of, all you could say was that you were married. It wasn't, that close, I guess, feeling or the feeling that you have, if you have your own minister do it. And of course, my mother wasn't too happy about it because she wanted to see me get married again.
What did Charlie do? What
was it? What are you about to say? Well, he works for the state. He's actually he's a master barber, but he works for the state. He's been working for the state about 20. Next year will be 25 years.
Doing what?
He worked at the Youth Authority, and now he's at the Metropolitan State Hospital.
Where did you live after you got married?
In Compton.
Is that where you had moved out of your mother's house when you got a job?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not right away. I decided I'd buy myself a car first. I decided I wanted a car, and a friend of mine that was a warrant officer in the Air Force had come through here, and he had an old Mobile 98, and I thought that was about the prettiest car that I had seen, and I decided that I wanted an old Mobile. But the first car I bought was a Chevy, and then I worked a couple of years, and I decided I wanted this old 98, so I bought an old 98. But that me and Charlie and I got married.
You said last time that you knew you were never going to be big on doing housework and that you were going to want to always work outside mm-hmm. the home. And I'm wondering how the chores got done at home. If you had the primary responsibility for those, or if those were shared, or
We worked together because he worked and I worked. So we worked together both in the house and outdoors. And he was outdoors, I was outdoors, you know, working in the yard, weeding and trimming and so forth. And we both worked indoors. And when I cooked, he washed dishes. When he cooked, I washed dishes. It was, you know, just one of those, and it's the same way. We share both indoors and outdoors.
After you were married, did your mother continue to watch the children?
Between my mother and my sister, sometimes, they were very small, my mother, because she didn't work in the home. Then didn't work out of the house. Then afterward, Kevin, when he got through being in the junior high school, even when he left school, he would go to my sister's and wait there until I came to pick him up. Because he didn't go to school in this area. He went, got right in the junior high school, which was too far for him to walk here. And, of course, there was no bus service past Compton Boulevard.
Did you see your mother and your sister a lot during that time? You talked about being real close to them, your grandmother particularly.
Well, my grandmother died in 1945. And, of course, my mother doesn't live too far from here. It's about a 10-minute drive. My sister, maybe my mother's a little bit farther because my sister's between my mother and here. And it takes maybe about 10 minutes if the traffic is not heavy to get to my mother's house. So it's about 10 or 8 minutes from my sister's house. So we'll see them another time.
How was life different after your second son was born? If your oldest son was fairly old.
Yeah, he was 13. And when he was younger, he used to say, you know, he would like to have a brother. And then when Kevin came along, he said, I waited a little bit too long. He was too grown to be playing with a little boy. However, when Kevin was a baby, he stood guard. He would not let visitors come into the room where Kevin was. He said, no. He said, babies aren't supposed to be handled and touched by any and everybody. You're spreading germs. You can look from the door. He was very protective of him. And as far as Charlie, not as much as much here as Kevin.
Was it a lot more work for you having at that point in somebody?
Yeah, because I didn't have patience that I had when I was younger. That was the thing. You just don't have the patience to cope with. And you let them get away with a lot more than you would let them if, you were, in your early 20s or something like that having a child. Because y'all was in my 30s.
How long has it been that you've been retired?
1 year.
What's that like for you?
Boring.
You've worked your whole life.
Just about. Well, until I started babysitting a few months ago, I just got tired, and my friend across the street, we would go out, and I didn't think I was going to be senior citizen, so I think if you're over 50, you can go, and I enjoyed going there, and then at Christmas time, at St. Lawrence. They had a beautiful program that the children came in. It was just terrific. And I've done some sewing. I started, hooking a rug, crocheting. Nothing is finished. I've just started them. And, I've been doing some more artwork. I used to love to draw all the time, and I've been doing some of that too. And besides, I've been helping a friend of mine get materials, games, and reading materials, and math materials ready.
For her school?
Uh-huh. That's about it, so far.
What do you think, do you have thoughts about what you would like to do?
Oh, I want to try oral paint. So I am going to go to an evening class of beginning painting and see if I really have the talent for anything like that. So I've done some watercolors, and the temper that they use in the and I've done a little origami, and I did some cut-out work. I'll show them to you before you leave. That I saw at the Laguna Art Festival. I saw something like this. So I decided, I've been doing that for years, so I'm going to do some and hang them. So I did.
Did you have some close to retirement?
Well, if he had the age on him, he could retire. So they go by years of service. But he decided that he'd wait a little bit longer because, his age.
Do you miss working?
Yes and no. I miss the children. I don't miss working with the adults, though. But I miss the children. And I thought about going and subbing. I think, I have to think about that a little bit more.
Is that a certain time period, or is that you're going to babysit, or is it open ended?
No, just as soon as they get a permit. They're still trying to find one. Yeah. And I don't know whether I could let him go to anybody else. That's these 2 months or not. I'm kind of used to it. It's fun to have.
Do you feel like a grandma?
I wonder what a grandma really feels like, because I don't. And maybe if I had more or something, I don't know. I don't feel grandmotherly, or the way I think they should feel. We'll put it that way.
What kinds of social things do you and your husband do?
Even besides just when we
love their
kids. Well, we work with, we don't work with, but we go to the affairs of a club that has been established for 50 years.
What club is that?
Oh, that's a club from Louisiana, with Louisiana people. We also go to, a couple of shows and things like that. And Well, this summer we really haven't done too much going other than taking relatives around to see everything that is here. We go out to dinner. We've been to several dinner dances.
What about with your women friends? What kind of things? Do you have close women friends that you spend time with?
Well, a couple of them. Not too much. The lady across the street and then the one that lives over in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I've gone to the bowl with them, ball games. Ball games, especially. The one in Beverly Hills.
The baseball game?
Yeah. I love baseball. And I don't care who's winning. It doesn't really matter. Because I'll root for both teams.
What was menopause like for you?
I'm trying to decide whether I have any problems or not. I don't think I have any problems. Well, every once in a while I get a teenage flash. Not too often. I'm assuming that's what it is, because I'll pick up the inspiration around there, and then I'll get the chill, and I'm told that's what it is.
And it has never stopped you from being able to do things, or?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any kind of health problems?
Yeah.
Through the years.
Yeah, I've been anemic all my life. I've been anemic. I'm a hysterectomy. That's it. Other than getting short-winded now, I'm going to try to go out and play tennis.
When was your hysterectomy?
65, 4, somewhere in the middle 60s, I'll put it that way, because I really don't know.
Okay. Are there things about your life that you would do different? If you had to do everything.
Yes, one thing. I wouldn't have the time between lower division and upper division that I lost. I would go straight through school. And I think I would do more traveling. Travel in the United States. Now I really don't want to even go out of the country. And I guess that's it. Nothing else I don't think I would change.
What was the happiest time in your life?
You know, I really can't hold in one particular time. I think it was happier than the other time. I've had some times I felt bad. And, but I think basically, I've been happy when I've been the person all my life. Probably the last years where I've been more content.
What about unhappy times for you?
most unhappy time was the time that my mother decided to move us all to California. And when we came in at the train station, I had heard, you know, beautiful flowers and grass and everything was green and it was so pretty here. And coming in, you know how they come through the slums and everything else, the worst part. And that's what I saw. I was very unhappy. And then when I found out that I was going to have to go to school in Los Angeles, I was angry because I hadn't finished high school. And I was very unhappy and very, very disappointed. And I told my mother, I'm not going to school. She said, you are going to school. Then she moved to Venice. And I went to Venice High School and to finish school. And that was perfectly all right. I told her, if I had to go to school in Los Angeles, didn't realize that Venice High School was part of the Los Angeles City school system. But since it was in a different city and not Los Angeles, so that's right. And then I went to Santa Monica City College. But that was the one time I remember that I was very, very, very upset and very unhappy.
Where did you go for your upper division once you came to get your teaching credential?
Valley State.
Yes. Thank you. What are your feelings about the women's movement today?
You know what, I really thought too much about it. Mainly because I've only been a person to stand on my own 2 feet regardless. And I don't know, I just really hadn't really thought too much about it.
What about the ERA with the right to marry? It's been in the news a lot.
Yeah, it really has, but I don't think that I said that if a woman did the same job as a man, she should get the same pay. And, but that was all. The rest of it, I never really didn't talk too much about it. I guess because I realized I was never confronted with not, you know, someone saying, well, you can't do this because you're a woman. And I think if someone had told me that, I would have stood up and screamed and hollered.
Aside from when you went to work at Douglas and the man, the interviewer, the employment man said that it would be hard for people to work under you because you're a woman and you were black.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other times after that that you ran into that kind of situation?
Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything I decided I wanted to do. I just didn't really get it after that. As a matter of fact, I even went to, I won't even say the name of the place, with a couple of friends of mine that were going for a job. And I was asked if I, you know, wanted the job too. And so I said, okay, I'll take the exam. But I didn't have to take the exam. The guy interviewed me. And they said, you're hired. So I got the job in auditing and accounting, which I hated with a passion. I just hate sitting and staring at figures all day long. But I got the job. I didn't stay too long because I used to get a terrific headache. With the minute I walked in until I walked out of the building, even if I just went out for lunch. So I said, this isn't for me. So I can do something else. But
do you see, I want to go back to women for men and ask you if you see women's roles as changing now from the time when you grew up,
mm-hmm.
and the way women are growing up now, young girls are growing up, and how you feel about that?
Well, I think a lot of the young girls today need to kind of go back just a little bit and learn to do something in the home as well as in the business world. I think they need to, you know, do both in order to be, well, content with being married and running a household. They'll have to know how to do it. They can't always depend on hiring someone to come in and do it. And too many of the young girls now, they have nothing to do with the home. They don't want to do that. All they want is the business and getting out there. I think they better learn to do both. Well, going back to something else you said, that are running into being denied something because of race or being a female. I remember in high school, this happened to hit me. One of the teachers thought I was very artistic, and she sort of pushed me along that line. And I had quite a bit of art and fashion designing and costume illustrating and all that kind of stuff. And when I was a senior, I had to write a paper in senior problems, what about jobs? And I did the job on the paper, the job commercial art and fashion illustration. And the instructor refused to accept it because he said that was not an occupation that a Negro could go into. And I went to the English teacher. She read the paper, and she said, perfect. She gave me an A on the paper, and then it had to go through the principal so that it would be accepted. And that was easy, because we were supposed to do something on a job that we would be interested in. And at that time, I was interested in art.